Wenn ich im Radio was zum Thema Flüchtende höre, zum Beispiel auf der Balkanroute, dann habe ich direkt Bilder in meinem Kopf von Menschenmassen vor Zäunen und von weinenden Kindern. Und mit solchen Bildern, also Bildern von Flüchtenden, beschäftigt sich heute ein Vortrag. Der Vortrag heißt Stillness on Route, Photographs of Refugees von Dr. Marta Zasuska. Sie ist jetzt bei mir am Telefon. Dr. Zasuska, your presentation today in the House of University is about photos of refugees. What will you show us on these photos?
So in my lecture today, I will focus on how the medium of photography, with its proximity and immediacy, has had a very extended relationship with the human mobility and the plight of refugees fleeing violent conflicts. So photographic stills were a key aspect of migration already in the imperialist period, when news from distant places constructed the notions of home and elsewhere, and they still remain important in determining dominant geopolitical categories such as the Middle East or Far East or the Sub-Saharan. So in my lecture, I will focus on the fact that the reading of the photographs of refugees is very often gender-based. So for instance, refugees in camps without permanent legal status are often described as immobile or passive or depoliticized, which contributes to their feminization and also infantilization. So for instance, mothers with children projecting the most vulnerable face of war are very common among both iconic press photographs and also NGO imagery. And by contrast, refugees on the move to seek asylum in the global north are often seen as a danger to security and the welfare state, and they are kind of coded as a part of masculine threat. So they're very often represented by women, by men on the move.
Sie sagte gerade, dass es vor allen Dingen darauf ankommt, wie die Fotos interpretiert werden, dass das sehr oft von verschiedenen Faktoren abhängt, dass Flüchtende in Lagern zum Beispiel sehr oft passiv dargestellt werden. Where does your photos come from?
They come from daily press, they come from NGO campaigns and the social media. Some of them are very famous, awarded in press photography contests. Some of them are less known. Well, basically every day, of course, brings new images of the refugee plight. So what I'm trying to show is that these photographs fall easily into very pre-established patterns and sometimes very generic conventions. So we see the hungry, frightened children on the backs of exhausted parents. We see families huddling in a refugee tent. We see faceless human mass wandering through a hostile-looking landscape. We see children crying on this overflowing, flimsy-looking boats. So I'm trying to see that those photographs fall into a kind of general, very generic visual conventions, regardless of where they have been taken.
Sie sagte gerade, dass die Fotos zu großen Teilen aus der Presse kommen, teilweise sogar prämiert sind, aber auch Fotos dabei sein werden, die nicht so ganz bekannt sind. Und dann hat sie noch beschrieben, was genau auf den Fotos zu sehen sein wird. Das könnt ihr aber natürlich heute Abend oder heute Nachmittag auch beim Vortrag sehen. Why is it so important to show photos of refugees on their way to Europe?
Well, of course, the abundance of those images that we encounter every day raises a lot of practical and ethical challenges for media professional, humanitarian aid activists, and global audiences alike. So the fundamental question at the forefront of public debate is how these photographs can nurture the ethics of care and responsibility rather than instill fear or hostility. So as a researcher, my goal is to create a framework for the systematic study of those images that might offer new insights for major stakeholders, such as the publishers or news editors or NGO executives or bloggers or activists who struggle to deal with this reality of producing and disseminating and responding to these images of refugee condition.
Sie sagte gerade, dass es ihr darum geht, als Forscher vor allen Dingen ein wenig ein Netzwerk zu schaffen oder ein Netz zu schaffen, um diese ganzen Fotos genauer zu erklären und wissenschaftlich zu erfassen, damit auch klar wird, was die ganzen Journalisten und Co. mit diesen Fotos so anstellen. You're from Poland, you are working in the Netherlands, and now you're presenting your photos in Germany. Germany is a country with a special role in the refugee crisis. How are your feelings about presenting here in Germany?
Well, you know, I presented this research in many countries. I think what we all have to be aware of is the national differences in policy making and media representation alike. So this assumption of Europe being a very unified political and cultural space, which has to be defended against third parties, is very often used by conservative forces in European politics and journalism, also in Germany. And it is against the backdrop of recent migration, it is used to describe policies of foreclosure or control of migratory processes and border controls. So this notion of a closed, unified Europe provokes a very powerful rhetorical image with a very strong message. It tells migrants who seek refuge in Europe to stay out of it and stay out of its member countries, and at the same time tells European politicians to take actions to defer migrants, as otherwise this fortress Europe will fail. But of course the idea of unified Europe is frequently abandoned in time of so-called crisis. So the national and cultural borders are actually not lowered in order to find a joint solution, but rather are raised in retreat. So I think looking at the different ways the images are present in national press can be a way of follow these differences.
Sie sagte gerade noch, dass das Ganze ein wenig als Message verstanden, als Nachricht verstanden werden kann, unter anderem natürlich auch an die Politiker in der Flüchtlingskrise. Dr. Marta Sasyczka war das und sie hält heute Nachmittag einen Vortrag mit Bildern von Flüchtenden im Haus der Universität. Sie hat uns erzählt, wo die Bilder herkommen, was sie mit den Bildern sagen möchte. Los geht das Ganze übrigens um 16:30 Uhr im Haus der Universität am Schadowplatz hier in Düsseldorf.